straight face. That's not how I was made. I know you are the same. So fuck with this charade. I can see you blushing, reacting. I know you hate that, but I can help it if I like it, so don't react. Know something's growing, and we can't stop it from showing. I think we're gonna just got it going.
Welcome, this is Reese, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with my good friend Lucy.
Hello.
Subbing for the 1 a.m. slot here. That was Shot Put by Still Woozy, lead single off new album of his that's dropping June 28th, I believe.
Very exciting.
Yeah. I just took this a couple hours ago, but I think our impromptu theme is going to be our personally impactful music artists.
So this was a question our friend asked us, what is it, Saturday night?
I don't know.
What we were talking about was, like, what are the top five artists that have most personally impacted you? Not the best artists, not your favorite artists, but, like, who have had the biggest impact on your life, whether it be one song or their entire discography. And we thought that was pretty interesting to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, Still Woozy, big part of my high school soundtrack. And I really like that new song. I'm excited for this new album. Let's see, we'll have another one of mine, and then get some of Lucy's impactful artists. But next up, I have a tattoo of this artist on my shoulder, as Lucy has seen.
Yeah.
This is Kendrick Lamar, this song, favorite of mine. This is Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music. I will share it, but today I'm feeling. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 Look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find out it never exists. I can feel the changes. I can feel a new life. I always knew life can be dangerous. I can say that I like a challenge and you to me is painless. You don't know what pain is. How can I paint this picture when the colorblind is hanging with you? Fell on my
face and I woke with a scar. Another mistake living deep in my heart. Wear it on top of my sleeve in a flick. I can admit that it did look like yours. Why you resent every making of his? Tell me your purpose is petty again. But even a small light, it can burn a bridge. Even a small light, it can burn a bridge. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my shit found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today is morning, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I'm trying to keep it alive and not compromise the feeling we love. You're trying to keep it deprived and only co-sign what radio does. And I'm looking right past you. We live in a world, we live in a world on two different axles. You live in a world, you're living behind the mirror. I know what you're scared of, the feeling, emotions inferior. This shit is vital, I know you had to. This shit is vital, I know you had to. Die in a pitiful vein, tell me you're watching the chain. It's way more believable, give me a feasible gain. Rather her seasonal name. I'll let the people know this is something you can blame. On yourself you can remain, stuck in a box. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I'ma break out and then hide every lock. I can feel the changes. I can feel the new people around me just wanna be famous. You can see that my city found me, then put me on stages. To me, that's amazing. To you, that's a quick check. With all disrespect, let me say this, say this, say this.
I am a sinner who's probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today I'm winning. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the coast like this in a long time. Don't you see that long time? Waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 15th. Threes in the air, I can see you are in sync. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's alive. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I say, bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
But it's been promised to another. Oh, I can't. ivy grows, and now I'm covered. Clover blooms in the field, spring breaks loose, the time is near. But what'd he do if he found us out? Crescent moon, coast is clear, spring breaks loose, but so does fear. He's gonna burn this house to the ground. How's one to know? I'd live and die for moments that we stole on begged and borrowed time. So tell me to run or dare to sit and watch what will become and drink my husband's wine.
Like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms, let me lay down beside you, let me always be with you. Come let me love you, come love me like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again.
All right, that was Annie's Song by John Denver. And before that was Ivy by Taylor Swift.
Don't know if you guys noticed a strong vibe switch in the middle of that. Those last two were mine. Clearly, we had slightly different music that impacted us, especially at a young age. But Taylor Swift is probably... I could pick any Taylor Swift song and yap about it. But that's been on repeat lately for me. So figured give it a whirl. And then... Annie's Song was constantly in the car when I was a kid, so that definitely falls under the category of impactful music.
Man. I love some John Denver. I used to really like John Denver because his last name was Denver.
And you're from Denver.
And I'm from Denver.
Wow, very original.
Yeah.
No one's last name is Berlin.
No.
Nope.
I don't think so. No one's last name is Connecticut either.
Yeah, not doing great.
No. I really like the John Denver Muppet Show clips where, no, do you know that one clip where there, yeah, it's, I think, Grandma's Feather Bed, and they have all the Muppets in the big bed with John Denver?
I love the Muppets, personally. Big Muppets fan. I think they should do, instead of all these, like, sequels and stuff, I just want the Muppet version of all every movie. Give me, like, I don't know, Muppets Harry Potter, Muppets Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, they need to stop rebooting Ghostbusters.
Just put the Muppets
just
in there.
Just Muppet Ghostbusters.
Put Kermit in there. He'd fix it.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good plan.
Yeah. Just put me in charge of the film industry. I got this.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Another one of mine. I have some Frank Ocean. The song is also called Ivy.
There you go.
After the Taylor Swift one. Yeah, not a whole... this album Blonde is probably my favorite album of all time.
Really?
Yeah,
Not the Kendrick album that you have a tattoo of.
No. Well, that's more like a symbol of that music in general to me.
Okay.
But it's like 7 or 8 songs off this album are like top 50 for me.
It's pretty good.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah, no misses.
Well, here's Ivy by Frank Ocean.
I thought that I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, I had no chance to prepare. I couldn't see you coming. The start of nothing, ooh, I could hate you now. It's quite alright to hate me now. When we both know that deep down, the feeling still deep down is good.
Every single day. Don't you remember? Broke your heart last week. You'll probably feel better by the weekend. Still remember you're cold and crazy, screaming my name. The feeling deep down is good. That I was dreaming when you said you loved me. The start of nothing, had no chance to prepare, couldn't see you coming. And we started from nothing. Ooh, I could hate you now. It's alright to hate me now. We both know that deep down, the feeling still deep.
Right, that was Not Allowed by TV Girl, and Ivy by Frank Ocean before that.
I love that TV Girl album.
Yeah. No, they had two really good albums, and then everything else is like kind of mediocre.
That album's good. I don't know. I got that one downloaded. Yeah. I don't have anything else.
I like that song. I listened to that particular song a lot in like junior year because it's so like angsty high school and it was perfect.
Yeah. A lot of angsty high school music. I don't think we can do a full deep dive on angsty high school music right now, but...
No, but I mean, we're only slightly less angsty college students,
exactly.
So...
So we're still kind of it in the
Yeah, vibe. What do you expect?
But, yeah. Don't know if anyone's listening at 1:27 in the morning, but you know.
Allegedly, there's 15 listeners.
Well, to the 15 people who are there, thanks for dealing with the college angst.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
But. Do you have any thoughts on... this Guns N' Roses song, Lucia?
Oh, this is... I love Guns N' Roses. It's my mom's favorite band. But I don't know. This one is just vibing with me. I like it.
All right. The song Lucy's Vibing With, Think About You by Guns N' Roses.
We'll be right back. right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, it's a bad idea, right? Seeing you tonight, fuck it, it's fine. Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't do me what we can. To his bed. Now I'm getting in the car, wrecking all my plans. I know I should stop, but I can't. And I told my friends it was asleep, but I never said where in his sheets. And I pull up to your place on the second floor, and you're standing smiling at the door. And I'm sure I've seen much hotter men, but I really can't remember when. My brain goes, oh, can't hear my phone. I cannot hear. Blah, blah, it's fine. Yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't do me what we couldn't. I only see him as a friend, the biggest lie I ever said. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex, but can't do me what we couldn't. I only see him as a friend. I just tripped and fell into his bed. Oh, yes, I know that he's my ex. Can't do me what we couldn't.
All right, that was Bad Idea Right by Olivia Rodrigo, and Think About You, Guns N' Roses before that.
Yeah. Ooh, that chair just made a squeaky sound. Yeah, like I said, a couple of good songs. Continuing with the angsty vibes, I guess, with Olivia Rodrigo. But, I don't know, I like it. Yeah. We listened to the entirety of Guts while driving out of the mountains of North Carolina, because there was no other music downloaded on my phone.
We did. It had me locked in on the mountain roads, though.
They were twisty as hell.
And I was, but I was locked in.
You were locked in.
Because I had the Olivia Rodrigo.
Listen, I would have crashed that car so fast, so I was, made it through. I was impressed.
Yeah. All right, now a brief public service announcement. There are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you are someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Did you read that New York Times article about the guy who got, like, a pig kidney?
I heard about it. I didn't read the full article.
He's, like, walking around. He left the hospital.
He's fine now? He's
fine. He's got a pig kidney.
Just got a little pig in him, and
so
he's
like,
just good.
Actually, donated organs might become... Still donate organs, you know, but, like, might become obsolete in the next few years. Or at least dialysis might become obsolete. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not a scientist, but...
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Get a pig liver or a pig kidney.
Yeah.
And boy...
Boy, do we have liver problems. Brief addendum to that that PSA. Also, be an organ donor on your ID.
Absolutely, yes.
There's no major religion opposes organ donation, and then if you're dead, you don't need it.
Yeah,
so
someone else does.
Yep.
But you never know when, you know, you're gonna die a fiery accident, and you know, sucks for you, but could suck less for someone else.
Very uplifting for this 1:40 a.m. show.
Like I said, college angst.
Yeah. Yeah, now we got some more classic rock, two of mine. The Rolling Stones was my mom's favorite band.
There you go.
This is one of their more popular, but, very, very lovely song. And yeah, I'll talk about the one after it after that. But this is Beast of Burden, the Rolling Stones.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, "Rocky, you met your match." And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch, and I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. And he left it, no doubt, to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh, yeah, yeah. Come on, Rocky boy, do.
Okay, that was Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles.
Yeah.
A little deep cut there.
deep Beatles cut, in quotation marks.
Well, yeah, that's true. but not one of the bigger ones, I think.
Yeah, true.
I had this teacher in sixth grade that I really liked. And she had this, like, little felt raccoon on her desk. And this was, like, right when I was really getting into, like, rock and stuff.
Mm.
And so I, like, named it Rocky Raccoon. And I don't know, it was, like, a little bit between us. And then she left at the end of that year, and she gave me the raccoon.
Aww.
And I think I still have it somewhere.
Aww.
But, yeah.
So that's your raccoon.
That's my Rocky Raccoon.
You can add that to the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah, the sweet zoo. We're getting a 10-person apartment on campus next year for housing. Me and the guys in our friend group, and we're gonna have every animal conceivable.
There's a fish, a pig, a rodent of unusual size, a raccoon now, possibly an adopted child.
Yeah.
we'll see. Yeah. I don't know if there'll be space for them to live, but there will certainly be creatures.
We're kind of creatures ourselves, so
yeah,
it'll all
true.
Work out. I'm so serious about getting a 40-gallon tank and putting some koi fish in there, though.
You guys cannot get koi fish.
Why not?
You're going to die.
That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Like, it's one thing if it's a goldfish, and it's probably going to die anyway in the next 2 weeks. You can't spend $25 on koi fish.
I have spent $25 on far dumber things. imagine you walk into our suite and there's just some koi fish chilling there. That would be incredible.
Yeah. You guys are going to not get your deposit back on this.
Yeah, no, most definitely. We're going to have to pay for a new building.
Wah, wah.
Got a Mamma Mia song up next.
Yeah, I was in Mamma Mia, the musical, in high school. And this song was the encore, and it was a massive dance number because it's the last song and you go all out, and I was dance captain, so choreographed this whole thing, and it was so much fun, and we all got like platform boots and like shiny like one piece, you know, like ABBA style one piece uniforms. As a whole look. But yeah, this is Waterloo, hopefully the English version.
I don't.
Right, that was We Can't Be Friends, Ariana Grande.
Yeah. One of my best friends in high school is a big Ariana Grande fan. And he's supposedly straight. But, you know, listened to a lot of that with him in the car. And not that album specifically. It obviously just came out. But, yeah. Like her music a lot. Don't love her as a person. Whole home wrecking thing isn't really it. But, you know. Like the song.
Yeah, not good. I asked Lucy during the break if she watched Ariana Grande on Victorious, the Nickelodeon sitcom, but she did not.
I did not. I'm not a Nickelodeon kid.
There's this one guy on YouTube that makes, it's kind of a whole thing, but he makes really long video essays about the Nickelodeon shows. Like, there's videos that are like over 9 hours.
Oh my God.
And I have, like, over the course of months, watched, like, all of them.
That's insane.
And they talk about Ariana Grande treated her co-stars on these shows horribly.
Yeah. I didn't know that. You know. Good song.
Yeah, you know, separate art from the artist and all that.
Ish, maybe, some of the time, when it's convenient to me.
Yeah. I do believe that's the saying.
Yeah. No, separate the art from the artist exclusively when it's convenient to me and it makes me feel good about the music I'm listening to, but not when it's convenient for anyone else.
That sounds right to me.
Sounds reasonable.
Closing it out, I'm going to play another Still Woozy song, open and close it with that.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, Still Woozy's definitely one of those artists that, like, all his songs sound the same, but
they all sound good.
But they're all good. So, there you go. I'm deciding in real time which one I want to play.
Uh-oh. Didn't come prepared.
Well, I wanted to pick one that fit with the time we have left. And this is going to be perfect. So, this is Fool Song by Still Woozy.
On my side, still don't know how to be. Oh, live in mind, oh, live in mind. If this were what she would want, laid eyes, so she wanna be a place on my die. Laid eyes, so she wanna know if I'm alright. I feel normal, but baby, don't lie with it. I think you know, baby, don't lie.
taste in my eyes. I don't know how to be here all the time. You know that I was ready to be alone. But then she laid out, so she wanna be a place on my die. Laid out, so she wanna know if I'm alright. It's gotta be the softest thing I can feel then. I fuck it up when you come back. I know that you would like that. And you don't get mad, and all you could do is laugh. I fuck it up now. Look at that, you say you won't work it. I don't know if I heard it right. I don't know if I heard it right, yeah. I feel numb, but baby, don't lie with this. I think you know, baby, don't lie. I'm looking at the way back.